It's grown into one of the biggest universities in America and one of the biggest economic drivers for Tampa Bay. For the past 12 years, it's been under her leadership. Today, we bring you an in-depth interview with USF President Judy Genshaft. This is Florida Matters.
Support for Florida Matters comes from the hospitals of BayCare Health System. Featuring some of Tampa Bay's most advanced and comprehensive cardiovascular centers, heart disease is the leading cause of death in America. Find out about heart screenings and events during Heart Month at knowyourheart.org.
From the Donna Studio at WUSF Public Media, I'm Scott Finn, sitting in for Carson Cooper. For the past few weeks, USF President Judy Genshaft has found herself in the fight of her career. She's taken on powerful lawmakers who wanted to slash USF's budget and turn the USF branch campus in Lakeland into an independent university. I had a chance to talk to President Genshaft in the middle of the budget fight. We'll have more on that in a minute. We'll also hear from her critics and supporters in the legislature. But first, we talked about some other issues: new advancements at USF Health, the rising cost of college, the Big East, and one other difficult moment for her. It was 2 years ago when USF football coach Jim Leavitt was accused of striking one of his players and then trying to cover it up. Last year, Leavitt agreed to settle a lawsuit with USF for almost $3 million. Genshaft said it was one of the most difficult moments of her career.
I really cannot talk much about the case because that was concluded very agreeably in this scenario. But I can just tell you I have a lot of respect for Jim Leavitt. He started the football program here. He brought us to many bowl games. And I personally, I like him very much and his family. So it was very sad for me personally to have to go through the whole scenario.
On a happier note, it looks like the USF men's basketball team might be heading
We're on a roll. We're on a roll. This is good.
Well, then that leads me to talk to you about the Big East. What is USF's plans vis-a-vis the Big East? And there have been some defections. I'm from West Virginia. West Virginia is leaving.
Has left.
And so are you bullish
abruptly.
On... I can't talk for the state of West Virginia. But let me ask you, are you bullish on the Big East?
I am bullish on the Big East. I believe that we have built a group of schools across the United States that will be even stronger than before and more interesting, because we are the only conference that goes from one end of the continent to the other. And I think it'll be very interesting for us to have this kind of opportunity to play East schools as well as West schools.
In downtown Tampa, there's going to be the opening of the Center for Advanced Medical Learning and Simulation. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn says that it's the most important thing to happen in downtown Tampa in 20 years. Explain that. What does it mean?
This is an opportunity for physicians to, and for our student physicians as well as nurses and public health professionals as well as physical therapists. It's all a team working together. And never before have physicians needed to be checked once they've graduated from their program. So if you, for example, graduated as a medical doctor in 1970, you would never be checked again in terms of your competence by any organization. This is a simulation center. It's so lifelike with all the top latest equipment. We will be bringing in the best physician across America to teach other physicians skills that they may want to learn in their profession, upgrading their skills as well as they're on simulation mannequins that are so lifelike. They sit up, they open their eyes, they talk to you. Ouch, you hurt me. They are apps, and they can be programmed to simulate a certain disease or a certain heart image or whatever it is that's being taught at the time. And that is going to be just a phenomenal learning site for our students in training, as well as already professionals that want to hone their skills additionally.
So hundreds and thousands of professionals coming through Tampa, and possibly spin-off jobs and entrepreneurs?
And inventions. There's a research side to it, and we'll have companies at the CAMEL site, and we will have researchers at the CAMEL site where items hopefully will be patented and licensed. So it's a very, very innovative structure, and we're quite proud of it. There is none like it in the Southeast.
I have one last question. This comes from a student. On one hand, USF is striving to become a better university to improve its teaching staff, its faculty, its research, especially research. On the other hand, we have a history of serving students that possibly couldn't go to college otherwise. And we have been a low-cost alternative for students that might not be able to afford other universities. How do you balance those two missions?
Well, everyone must remember that all of the tuition within the state of Florida is the same, whether you go to the University of Florida, Florida State, USF, UCF, FIU. It doesn't matter which state institution of higher learning that you select, the tuition is the same. And the cost of attendance is very similar across all institutions. The difference is when we take in some students, because we are in a metropolitan area and we are open to students who are bright but may not have the ability to afford the college education, we have very good financial aid packages through Pell Grants, through scholarships, through loans, and other types of incentives to encourage students to come to the University of South Florida, as well as we have a new office that's called Don't Stop, Don't Drop. We know that students who stop out of school or drop out of school take longer to finish, and we want to do everything that we can to help with immediate emergencies or any kind of advice that they may need to continue their programs at USF and graduate successfully.
That's USF President Judy Genshaft. Coming up next, Genshaft talks about the USF budget fight, USF Polytechnic, and we hear from one of her biggest critics, Senate Budget Chairman J.D. Alexander. This is Florida Matters. This is Florida Matters. I'm Scott Finn, sitting in for Carson Cooper, and I'm speaking with USF President Judy Genshaft. When I spoke with her, she was in the thick of a battle with Senate Budget Chairman J.D. Alexander and certain other senators who wanted to slash USF's budget. Most of those proposed cuts have now been scaled back. Genshaft said that's because of pressure from people here in Tampa Bay.
Well, I want to thank the Tampa Bay community, first of all, for their tremendous outpouring of support for the university. It means so much, and it has made a difference in Tallahassee and to all of the legislators that hear from us, including the governor as well. We need to keep the messages going because it is very critical that they continue to hear from their constituency. We're looking forward to hearing from our good friends and advocates at the legislature, including Speaker-designate Will Weatherford. And I have to also thank our senators, Arthenia Joyner and Jim Norman. And actually, Jack Latvala has done a good job in making sure that University of South Florida is treated fairly.
You know, in all of this, as a positive side effect, Ben, sort of the coming together of both the delegation and the legislature from Tampa Bay and also some of the leaders here too.
Absolutely. This is my 12th year as president. I'm very proud to be leading this incredible organization. Never once have I called for this kind of a response, but frankly, never has the university been targeted like this either. And I am so gratified by the level and the amount of response that has come. This institution and all of the University of South Florida system really matters for the Tampa Bay area. We're very, very proud of that. And again, thank you all.
You're describing sort of a crisis response, that the community has come together in the face of what they perceive to be a crisis. Some of the people on the Senate Budget Committee dispute that, say it's not really a crisis, that USF has reserves, that they could withstand these cuts. Could you explain why you believe this is a crisis?
Well, this was a crisis in many ways, not only from the reserves point of view, but the Senate Budget Committee original proposal was to take the University of South Florida down to by $128 million. That's just unheard of. That's obscene. It was just beyond pale. We were, thanks to the outpouring of support, we were able to remove the $25 million off the table. We are working very hard to make sure our pharmacy program at $6 million is funded. And it has been funded. We have 52 students. We want to grow the program. We have all the faculty. It's a brand new program, 1 year in, and we need that money to continue the program. And the $18.1 million was for all of the faculty, staff, and students that USF would receive or take, absorb from the Polytech campus. We're happy to have all of them. We are happy to have them all. I care about every one of the students, faculty, and staff, but we do need the resources to go with it. So you look at those components in addition to the $79 million cut, and you say, this is out of proportion. We know that the state is not doing well financially. We understand that we may need to be cut, but we should not be treated any differently than Florida State University or University of Florida. We are a number one research institution in the United States.
President Genschaft, you met recently, of course, with Senator J.D. Alexander. And part of the discussion was about these students that are at USF Polytechnic and what would happen to them if there is this immediate switch over to an independent institution. Walking out of that meeting, do you feel like he understands better than the transition needs? And what's going to happen to those students and faculty there?
Well, the students and faculty will always be taken care of by the University of South Florida. Again, I think that's very important. Senator Alexander and I and others that were around the table had a very good discussion. He does understand the needs of students. He did say in the press conference afterwards that he will not treat USF unfairly.
If the legislature is not able to provide the funding to absorb those students and faculty, what will happen to them?
Well, that money comes from the current Polytechnic budget that they are using right now to pay the students, to pay for the employees, faculty, and staff. So it is there. It's not like it is they have to find it somewhere else. It is there. Because if we have all the students, faculty, and staff at the University of South Florida, what would the $33 million budget be used for?
That is a very good question. Senator Alexander says that this is not about USF Polytechnic, and maybe it is and maybe it isn't. But I do wonder, his main complaint comes down to the fact that you removed Marshall Goodman as chancellor at USFP and replaced him with someone who's very, very well respected in Polk County, but one of the leaders that was questioning basically the plan. That was the main thing that made him just completely lose faith in USF's ability to oversee a transition. I wonder if you want to speak to that question from Alexander.
The time that I believe the senator was most upset or disconcerted was at the November meeting of the Board of Governors, because at that time, that's when the Board of Governors made had the decision that there would be 9 benchmarks that would need to be reached before the campus would be an independent school or university. And that is when he said to me that he doesn't believe in the faith of the University of South Florida. Now, as we went further along, we had to do what we believed to be the right management decision. And I acted in ways that I thought was the most responsible to make sure that the campus of Polytechnic was moving in a forward trajectory and could produce the results to reach the benchmarks the quickest and the most efficient.
So basically, you'd lost faith in Marshall Goodman's ability to be able to do that. And the person that you put in there has done several things that you've basically said have been in the right direction.
Mr. Touchton has been excellent. And when we met with the Oversight Committee of the Board of Trustees and the Oversight Committee of the Board of Governors, they praised the work that had been done in terms of meeting the different benchmarks that were outlined. And we will have another meeting, I believe, in April to see how the benchmarks are increasingly met.
At the Board of Governors meeting in November, you talked about the distraction that this sort of thing has for university president, for university leadership, for the staff and the students. Do you feel like this has prevented these fights playing defense? Has it prevented you from being able to make progress in certain areas?
We make progress regardless. You must move forward in spite of the challenges that are presented to you. And we have made tremendous progress. Just internally, the faculty, staff, and students are so much happier than they were before and have a sense of shared governance and have a sense of a voice that they were stating earlier that they did not feel that they had, and evidenced that by the faculty voting no confidence in the leadership. Now, the responses that I'm getting is, thank heavens Mr. Touchton is there. He's doing such a great job. Not only that, we are moving forward. One of the criteria was that a student at USF Polytechnic could receive their diploma with either USF on it or USF Polytechnic. And that's something that was a criterion. We've met that. In addition, we're moving forward on the accreditation, and we're also moving forward on the accreditation application, I should say. And we're moving forward on all of the construction that needs to be done. And also, the programming is coming together, and the courses that need to be offered for a polytechnic are there as well. So I believe we're making a lot of progress as we move forward.
President Genschaft, a lot of students I've spoken to about this, the whole budget fight touched a nerve with them, that they felt like this is just one more sign that USF doesn't get the respect it always deserves. And they take that very personally, and they feel like they want to fight back against that perception. I wonder if you could talk about what this fight has meant to USF's public image and also to its history as a relatively new university.
Well, there are always the ups and downs in these kinds of challenges. The ups are that the Tampa Bay community has been phenomenal in their response and speaking out, saying this is an important university, an important institution, the whole system for all of us in the Tampa Bay region. And our students need to have all the support that is necessary for them to achieve at such a fine Research One institution. While you're going through these kinds of challenges, it puts in question, well, is everything going to be okay? And will we come out of this all right? And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate that anybody would need to question that in this day and age that higher education isn't going to be okay. We believe that the University of South Florida is very strong and will remain strong. And we've shown this strength through the outpouring of comments and emails and calls. The legislators that are up there have heard very loudly that the University of South Florida system, don't mess with it.
President Judy Genshaf, thanks for joining us on Florida Matters.
Thank you.
You know what it is. At USF, we do it big. Showing we stunning. Showing our ass off. Ain't that so? Repping my school when I'm hot. You know everything. Green and gold, green and gold, green and gold, green and gold. I hold it down from the bird to Tampa Bay. Green and gold, green and gold, green and gold, green and gold. Got a call from Judy Genshaf, Justin. It's a host new era. Let it begin.
Of course, there's more than one side to this debate. WUSF has an open invitation to Senator J.D. Alexander to join us for an interview. Senator, if you're listening right now, I hope you give us a call. Meanwhile, we have part of the Senate debate where Alexander and two other lawmakers talk about the fight over USF's budget and about Polytechnic. Later, we'll hear from Republicans Jack Latvala of Clearwater and Jim Norman of Tampa. But first, Senator J.D. Alexander describes why he lost faith in Genshaf's ability to help create Florida's 12th university in Lakeland.
Then, after the Board of Governors made its decision to create this as a 12th university after meeting certain hurdles, the University of South Florida leadership came over and fired the campus executive who had written the plan at the direction of the leadership of the Board of Governors that was ultimately approved by the Board of Governors. And they did it on the day that the local advisory committee was supposed to meet and canceled the meeting because four out of the five advisory members told me they didn't support the termination of that campus leader who wrote the plan that was approved. And then they went in and hired the chief opponent to the split off in the Polk County community, who's a retired accountant, never had any academic experience, to step in and take over as chancellor of this effort. You know, I don't enjoy getting into it like this, but I have to tell you, I have no confidence in the University of South Florida's leadership to execute the will of the Board of Governors in this effort. I don't believe that they will fulfill it in a thoughtful, responsible way that truly creates a quality institution that is unique in all of the institutions offered in the state of Florida and will provide students in the region an opportunity to grow and reach the potential we hope for them.
Senator Latvala, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I can see the editorial in my hometown newspaper now on this. I'm gonna take one on this one. But I believe in what Senator Alexander is doing here. And USF is a great school. But I've been critical on the way they operate their branch campus system. I've had that experience in St. Petersburg where I don't think that it flows both ways. I think it flows from the branch campuses to the main university. And, you know, I think that the Board of Governors, their intent was to go ahead and do this. And the mistake they made is they did it on the honor system. And I don't think that the leadership at USF really did their part on the honor system. To me, firing the chancellor at that campus, who was supportive of the effort for independence, and hiring the leader of the opposition to that to implement the plan of the Board of Governors, to me, was a pretty clear signal that they had no intentions of implementing that plan. So as a Bay Area senator, I stand here today supporting my good friend Senator Alexander on this bill and urge that it be adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Norman in debate.
I may have a different perspective about all of this. I know there was some bad blood, and Senator Alexander, maybe they drugged her feet. Maybe there were some problems on both sides. Maybe there's a lot of problems everywhere. But I will tell you this. From the conversations I had from last week to today, I believe President Genschaft is being cooperative. She flew up here. She talked about budget numbers. Her conversation to me as early as last night, I asked her, President Genschaft, where do you want me to be on this bill? And the president of South Florida, University of South Florida, told me, Jim, I am not in the way of the creation of this university. And Jim Norman, I want you to vote for this legislation. That is cooperation.
That's Senator Jim Norman of Tampa. You also heard from Senator Jack Latvala of Clearwater and Senator J.D. Alexander of Lake Wales. We asked you what you thought about USF's budget fight and the fight over Florida Polytechnic on our Facebook page. I'd like to say we got at least one single comment that took Senator Alexander's side, but we didn't. Instead, we received comment after comment like this one from Trish Keelan. She says, Alexander will be left with a university that's unaccredited, fleeing staff, and dwindling enrollment. There might be some justice after all. Robert Trout thinks this has been a fight of Alexander's choosing all along. Suzanne Reardon-Mulhall says this is happening because Alexander's buddy at Polytechnic got booted out, and the original bid for a separate school is something that she says was never broached with anyone. And John Tallon says Paul Simon once saying, a lie is just a lie. Why deny the obvious, child? We always like to hear from you on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/WUSF, hit the like button, and maybe soon you'll hear your comment read on the air. And that's Florida Matters for this week. We've also had lots of questions about WUSF's relationship with USF. We have a question and answer on that very topic on our website, WUSF.org. Florida Matters this week was produced by me, Scott Finn. And we're a production of WUSF Public Media. Thanks for listening. Why deny the obvious child? Why deny the obvious child?